Hello, my name is Vincent Morial, and I'm a DMA candidate at the University of Alabama in music performance, specifically on the French horn. Today we're going to talk about music and its job in opera, specifically looking at Samuel Barber's A Hand of Bridge. For anyone unfamiliar with the opera, A Hand of Bridge is a short 9-minute opera focusing on two couples playing bridge. Each character has a brief solo revealing their inner thoughts and frustrations with their lives before returning to the card game. Sally is tired of being called a dummy. However, she quickly moves on and spends most of her time singing about which hat she would like to buy, playing into that character as a more frivolous person. Bill, Sally's husband, is worried that Sally has found out about his affair, and sings about said mistress and how he'd really rather be with her than with Sally. Geraldine wonders why her husband is distracted and laments that she is alone and nobody loves her except for her dying mother. And David, Geraldine's husband and the last soloist, is frustrated with his life and job, singing about the various pleasures he would indulge in if he had the money. However, he concludes with the realization that even if he had the money, he would still be playing bridge every night with Sally and Bill. While many articles talk about an opera's singers and their arias, I would like to focus on the music used with each singer. Breaking down each solo and describing some things to listen for helps to add another level of charm and appreciation for A Hand of Bridge. Throughout the discussion, there will also be piano reductions of some of the chords and music talked about to highlight the music and show some things to listen for throughout the opera. We'll begin our journey with Sally, whose solo starts with her exclaiming, "Once again I'm dummy, forever dummy." What follows is a seemingly straightforward solo about buying a hat of peacock feathers and deciding between that hat and two others. However, by looking at the accompanying music, we can learn more about the message that might lie behind this solo. The line, "I want to buy that hat of peacock feathers," is mostly sang on the same repeating note, and that's supported by the piano. However, the P in peacock gradually gets further and further away. Take a listen. By always returning to the same repeating notes, the chords supporting the melody help create this sense of materialistic obsession, while the singer gradually moving away from that home base suggests that there might be some frustration and tension. Maybe Sally isn't as simple-minded as she seems. Of all the characters, she interjects her line the most throughout the opera, especially when Bill sings about his mistress, Cymbeline. Maybe her obsession with the peacock hat is about attracting Bill's attention, and not just simple-minded shopping. After some brief card play, the focus shifts to Sally's husband, Bill. Bill thinks Sally's comment about being dummy means that she knows about Cymbeline, a woman that he's been seeing on the side. And that is what triggers the start of Bill's solo. Now, Bill's solo follows a very romantic formula, with sweeping melodic lines that rise and fall, and the overall feel shifts to a 3-beat waltz-like feel. And the accompanying music supports this romantic theme for most of the solo. The music at the beginning of the solo uses the following chords. There's some tension and release, but overall this sounds fairly normal and what you might expect to hear in a romantic song. Once the music reaches the end of Bill's solo, however, the piano reveals a little bit more about Bill. Here's the music when Bill mentions bringing Cymbeline home instead of his wife to, quote, strangle in the dark. this darker, almost Twilight Zone sounding music, coupled with the lyrics, shows that Bill's desires may be more physical in nature and based in fantasy rather than what the lyrics say and him wanting to actually marry or be in any type of relationship with Cymbeline. As the opera makes its way around the card table, the next player to sing is Geraldine. While Sally and Bill's music hinted at some underlying hidden or extra meaning, the music for Geraldine accents her feelings of loneliness and abandonment as she sings about having no one to love and nobody who loves her. The voice and the accompanying music are set in two completely different keys, creating this sense of restlessness and just a complete lack of security. Here's the accompaniment by itself for the first two lines. Who is there to love me? Who is there for me to love? It already sounds pretty unstable, and then when you add the voice in on top of that, it just adds more to that sense of instability. This restlessness continues throughout the solo until Geraldine begins singing about her mother, at which point the voice begins to noticeably calm down. Compare what we just heard to when Geraldine sings the lines, "Only my mother could have loved me had I but let her, but there she lies in her pain, cocooned in her illness, an indifferent stranger." This music is much more subdued and calm, showing that Geraldine has come to love her mother and that regardless of the timing of that and her mother's health, it's pretty much the one comfort that she has available to her. This brings us to our last and potentially most interesting bridge player, David. The beginning of David's solo is spent complaining about his life and how he doesn't have enough money to satisfy his needs. As with his wife, David's music highlights this feeling of being stuck in his situation by using a five-note scale called a pentatonic scale over a single chord. This scale, heard here, enhances David's sense of confinement as the singer only really has five notes that they can use. The pentatonic scale used for David and the counter melody that you'll hear in the opera also alludes to the sense of exoticism that David yearns for and sings about in the latter half of his solo. Once David decides that he could be, quote, the Sultan of America, he begins describing all of the pleasures that he would enjoy. He talks of surrounding himself with naked girls and boys, whipping Nubian slaves and his boss, Mr. Pritchett, and being both loved and feared by pretty much everyone. The music amplifies this sense of exotic ambiguity, both in sexual preference and in wanting to be both loved and feared, by pretty much abandoning any sense of a defined key or a sense of pulse. Let's listen to just the first two lines, "An alabaster palace in Palm Beach, 20 naked girls, 20 naked boys, tending to my pleasures." Four beats will play before the melody starts to show how quickly any sense of time begins to get muddled. Thank you. this lack of set key or beat continues throughout pretty much the rest of the solo until David realizes that it is not meant to be. Then the melody returns to that pentatonic scale we heard at the beginning, as David acknowledges that even with the money, he would still spend his nights playing bridge with Sally and Bill. After David sings that he will never own 20 naked boys or 20 naked girls, the rest of the players briefly revisit their stories in the order of appearance, Sally wanting to buy a hat of peacock feathers, Bill calling out Cymbeline's name, and Geraldine begging her mother to not die. The opera ends when the Hand of Bridge comes to a close. If you're new to A Hand of Bridge, this should give you an idea of what to listen for and the overall plot of the opera. And if this is not your first experience with the opera, hopefully a new layer has been uncovered for you to help you enjoy the opera even more.